Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Navy SEAL 1 versus Joseph R. Biden. That's the short title of our lawsuit against Joe Biden for his unlawful, mandatory COVID shots. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I think that title actually sounds like some kind of an action movie. But unfortunately, this is reality of what's going on against these military members, federal employees, as well as civilian contractors.
Yes. And, you know, this is quite the situation here where you have these men and women in the military, including Navy SEALs. Mm-hmm. Those are elite, highly trained individuals. And they go on different deployments where it is top secret. They can't even tell their spouses, their families. They have to be isolated. They have to be careful what they put on social media. Not only them, but their families, because they could be targeted by terrorists, and their families could as well. And now you have the military men and women challenging the commander-in-chief, stating that what the commander-in-chief is doing, Joseph R. Biden, is unlawful, that he has issued and directed the Department of Defense to issue unlawful orders. That's a big deal in the military, because you can be dishonorably discharged for disobeying a lawful order or regulation.
And he should be, you know, leading through serving, protecting our military. They're the ones that protect this country, not forcing them to take a shot, which could ultimately lead to their dishonorable discharge as well as their perhaps death.
Yeah. So, I mean, just on the military, we have Navy SEALs, two Navy SEALs, a Navy explosive underwater expert officer, a Navy senior chief petty officer, a Navy chaplain, two Marine lieutenant colonels, two Marine lance corporals, an Air Force major, an Air Force technical sergeant, an Army National Guardsman, and an Army colonel, and a Coast Guard lieutenant. That's just on the military. We also have others with regards to the federal contractors, and we have others with regards to federal employees. We represent all three categories. We have an upcoming hearing on November the 15th for our request for an injunction. So pray for this case. We'll be in court on November 15, just a short time from now. Pray for this case. For more information, you can go to lc.org. That's lc.org. But let's delve into some of the legal arguments why this is unlawful, Holly.
Right. Well, first of all, you know, as we've been saying all along, these COVID shots cannot be mandatory under the federal emergency youth authorization law. There is no FDA approved COVID shot that is available in the United States. It may be many months, it could be many years. There's no set date on that. So these are still under emergency youth authorization, and people have the right, they have the option to accept or refuse them.
Yeah, the COVID shots cannot be mandatory under the federal emergency use authorization law. And there's only one COVID shot that is FDA approved. That's the BioNTech's Comirnaty.
But it hasn't been manufactured in the United States yet.
And we don't know when. And it won't be for many, many months.
Or maybe even years. We don't know.
And who knows? It may not ever be.
Yeah.
It's not available, and it will not be for at least many months.
But it's a ploy to push these mandates.
So, you know, you can say, well, we got this drug approved, but it's not available. And don't be fooled by somebody to say, well, the previous Pfizer shots, that's Comirnaty. No, it's not. All the existing Pfizer vials, all the Moderna, and all the Johnson & Johnson are under emergency use authorization.
Right.
You cannot just slap a new label on it. You cannot just say, oh, well, the approval for BioNTech's Comirnaty applies also to Pfizer's. No, it doesn't. They're all the only ones that are available are under the EUA. So what? Well, the EUA clearly says because these are under experimental and investigational uses. The EUA clearly says that every individual has the, quote, option to accept or refuse, close quote, the products. So every COVID mandate, whether it's the military, the government, state or local or federal, private employers, every mandate is illegal.
So like you said, don't be fooled. Don't allow the government, which uses the media to keep expressing that, okay, there's an FDA-approved drug, so we can keep pushing these mandates. That is not true.
No, and in fact, what we are hearing from some of our clients and others that are contacting us from the military is that the military is logging in the medical records that what they are giving to these individuals, where they're forcing them to get the shot, is Comirnaty. That is doubly unlawful. I mean, that is fraudulent. We also have information coming from the military that has been sent to us, and it's discussions by attorneys within the military. And they're questioning the same thing that we're arguing. They're saying these orders are likely unlawful because these orders are based upon the EUA. And the EUA says that you cannot mandate, and yet these orders are mandating it. And so consequently, these orders are violating federal law. Now, you cannot force someone, whether it's in the military or whether it's in the private sector, to get one of these shots. In the military, there is a provision that the president and several other people in the cabinet, several other people within the administration, can issue a waiver of EUA. But it's very, very limited, and it doesn't apply here. It was used by Bush with the anthrax. Because remember, anthrax, when that came on the scene, it was thought to be a chemical weapon being used against our men and women in the military. And if it's a chemical weapon being used against the military or American citizens residing abroad, and there's a very specific criteria, then under certain circumstances, the president can initiate a waiver, and it has to be confirmed with other several individuals. Well, that doesn't apply here because none of that fits. And that's why Biden and no one else has attempted to waive the EUA for the military, because they cannot do it. There's no legal basis for them to do it. So they've done a bait and switch. Mm-hmm. They say, well, we have BioNTech's Comirnaty approved. Sure, we do. So therefore, we're going to mandate it. No, you can't, because Comirnaty is not available. And even if it was, you couldn't mandate the others that are under EUA.
Right. What about the plaintiff's free exercise of religion that is protected under the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993?
Yeah, they're saying in the military, for example, no religious exemptions, period, none. Even though they've given religious exemptions in the past, as well as medical exemptions to the flu vaccine. They're saying, as it relates to COVID, everyone's got to get it. No religious exemptions. But we have the First Amendment to the United States Constitution that applies to the military. And even more so, we have the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. And that is a very strong law. And the Supreme Court recently said that RFRA, this federal RFRA, operates as, quote, a kind of super statute, displacing the normal operation of other federal laws. And it's referring to, it might actually supersede some of these other federal laws. So RFRA is like a super statute. And when you have RFRA come into play with regards to religious freedom, it literally displaces the normal operation of other laws and gives religious freedom protection. So it is at the highest protection of all the federal laws with regards to religious freedom. And that applies to the military. And consequently, you can't just simply say no religious exemptions, Holly. That is also unlawful.
Right. So bottom line, Biden, the Department of Defense, Department of Homeland Security are violating the law in trying to force these military members, these federal employees, these federal civilian contractors to take a COVID shot.
Yes. And many of them, obviously, they have, all the ones we represent have sincerely held religious objections. So they're protected under the First Amendment, and particularly by RFRA. But also, it doesn't matter whether you have a religious exemption request or not, you cannot be forced to take these shots, period. And all of that being done in the military is lawless. It's lawless. It's shocking that these men and women, and they know it, they said they fought for our country and for the United States Constitution, and yet their constitutional rights, they say, are being denied them at the highest level.
Absolutely.
Stand by and continue to pray for this case. We're going to court on November 15 for an injunction hearing. Pray for the case. Pray for our team. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.